K2 MK7 is the best vitamin K, by Thrivus Administrator, on Saturday, July 17, 2021. If you are interested in supporting healthy bone density and blood clotting, you may have been told to increase your vitamin K levels. However, not all vitamin K is created equal. This essential fat-soluble vitamin commonly appears as K1, phylloquinone, and K2, menaquinone, compounds. The K1 form of the vitamin is found in leafy greens and other plant-based sources. And, while this is good for blood clotting, you don't get the additional benefits that vitamin K2 provides. So where do you find vitamin K2? Looking at dietary vitamin K sources, common foods that contain high amounts of this vitamin are liver and other organs, meats, eggs, chicken, and eel. So you just need to consume more of these foods, right? Well, not quite. There is actually another aspect to this vitamin which was explored in a study published by the journal Nutrition. The study took a look at a group of 10 women in Japan, who were given two types of vitamin K2 homologs, to see which one was more easily absorbed by the body and bioavailable. Menaquinone 4 versus menaquinone 7. Vitamin K2 consists of various homologs called menaquinones. The most common one is found in animal products, such as chicken, eel, liver, and eggs. It's menaquinone 4, also known as MK4. This is derived from the conversion of menadione. The long-chain version MK7, on the other hand, is found in fermented foods such as sauerkraut, fermented cheese, curd, and the Japanese fermented soybean dish called natto. These are the two types of vitamin K2 homologs that were tested in the above-mentioned study. The goal was to find out how they functioned in the body and to determine which one was better. How did the study work? The 10 women were split into two randomized groups, and each was given a concentrated form of either vitamin K2 MK4 or vitamin K2 MK7 after a moderate fat breakfast was consumed. They prepared a baseline serum using 2 milliliters of blood drawn from each woman prior to administering the vitamin K2. The results were measured every second hour up to the first 24 hours, and then every 24 hours after that for 3 days. The second study involved having the MK4 and MK7 administered to 10 women. They were split into a randomized group of 5 per group. The supplements were administered daily after supper for 1 week. Serum levels were also measured and analyzed. What did the studies show? The results of the studies were quite impressive. MK7 showed clearly in the serum results of the first study, at maximum levels after 6 hours. It was still present in serum levels for up to 48 hours. MK4, on the other hand, showed no serum levels at any point in time. In the second study, MK7 levels showed a steady increase while MK4 levels did not increase. This is very telling. It indicates that MK7 is the far superior type of vitamin K2, being easily absorbed by the body and presenting in nutritional blood levels. MK4 is not as bioavailable, and it would require a high dosage, due to its half-life, in order to present any benefits for carboxylation of osteocalcin. Furthermore, it didn't increase plasma levels, whereas MK7 plasma levels showed a significant increase. Getting on the vitamin K2 MK7 train. With these studies in mind, you might consider whether you have a vitamin K deficiency. Have you been getting enough of vitamin K2? Here are some possible benefits from taking vitamin K2 MK7. Improved blood clotting to support faster wound healing. Stronger bones and improved bone density, due to the creation of a protein which helps to bind calcium to bones. Enhanced heart function, as vitamin K breaks down calcium and improves artery wall function. Improved cell function in various metabolic processes. Vitamin intake via food sources or supplements. So, now that you know the best type of vitamin K to use, you need to find out what is the best source of it. There are food sources to consider. However, most of them provide vitamin K1 or vitamin K2 MK4. Only if you consume very specific foods, like fermented soybeans or tons of sauerkraut every day, are you likely to get high enough levels of K2 MK7. This is where supplements can play a big role, providing much-needed support and reducing the possibility of vitamin K deficiency. Supplement with vitamin K2 for improved joint and bone health. There's an easy way to get a clinical dose of bioavailable vitamin K2 MK7, along with other beneficial nutrients. You can use Tenacity Arthroprotector, a supplement that is designed to enhance your joints and bones. In addition to K2 MK7, Tenacity provides vitamin D, which is another fat-soluble vitamin. Vitamin D is vital for supporting mobility and a healthy immune system. Tenacity also contains turmeric curcumin, which is a wonderful joint comfort ingredient, as well as Opreflex boswelli, also known as frankincense, and S-adenosyl methionine, same. Get your Tenacity today. Thanks for listening. This is an audio podcast of Thrivus. Thrivus is the human enhancement company. Our mission is to help you access technology with the greatest potential to improve your brain and body and achieve your goals. Visit Thrivus online at thrivus.com.